morning, New York.
Yeah, hello, New York.
Roy, welcome to New York.
I've never been to New York.
Now, you know what? I've been there a lot of times. You have, too.
I've never been to New York.
Look, Roy, you're telling everybody how young you are.
You know
are
how
now.
North I've been? West Virginia.
Dude, I don't know how to tell you this.
Delaware,
maybe. But West Virginia's in the south.
Well, that's pretty north for me.
Hey, no, listen. introductions belong. We're on 1230. WFAS AM, Westchester, which is normally a soft rock station. And we've got a gig on here for the NFL season. Last year, my show, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, was on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. We will not be there this year. We don't want to be there. It worked out perfectly fine. I'd rather be in New York. And I got to tell everybody this. I can't even believe I'm doing this. I'm wearing a New York Giant jersey to the Redskins game today. And I'm wearing it because it's got a good buddy of mine's name on the back, Brian Mitchell, who actually played there one entire year. The only other guy I knew in New York that that has affiliated with the team is probably 30 or 35-year trainer Ronnie Barnes, who was my trainer at East Carolina University in the early 70s. Ronnie's a wonderful guy. He's given a ton of money to charity. They've named a building after him down in Greenville at East Carolina University because he probably gave him a couple million bucks. And, Ronnie, good luck today. It's going to be a hell of a game in D.C. But before we go any further, Roy.
Why didn't we come out to New York by Frank Sinatra? I feel like that would have been a...
New York. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean we got to be as cheesy as possible.
Listen, let's get right to the day. Today is 9/11.
Yes, it is.
10-year anniversary. Yeah. If we weren't paying for airtime, I'd have, you know, a moment of silence, but it's a lot more serious than that. Everybody remembers where they were. 9/11. I was actually in front of the television watching the whole thing because I worked in front of a TV.
I was in class. I was in high school. I was in high school.
Yeah. I call Roy Boy. His name's Roy Edwards.
I'm the young guy.
He is the CEO and president of, tell him a little something about
sportsmancave.com. We are a national, more focused around the DC area, actually, DC Sports Talk, internet blog site. We do internet radio. We've expanded to SMC Baltimore. We also cover the Big East Conference. So, you New York fans, we got St. John's for basketball in there, a little bit of Syracuse. We do cover a lot of the Big East Conference. And, we started a last season. We did what we call the Tailgate Times. Where we went around to different tailgates at FedEx Field today. We are actually going around M&T Bank Stadium. And we don't hit the big-name tailgates that are sponsored by the teams or the franchises or anything like that.
You're a fans tailgate
exactly,
show.
Exactly.
He's a fans tailgate show. And listen, you guys up in New York, we're going to be up there. We may be doing a show up there once or twice this season, maybe from a remote spot, maybe from the stadium.
Yeah.
It just, we may end up doing that. And I got to tell you one thing. I tell you, you got great fans. I've been to every stadium in the league, literally besides Seattle. I don't think I've been in, I've been to San Diego. I went to the old Coliseum in LA for their last game. One of my best friends was a tight end with the Rams, went out there. Bought about 200 Super Bowl tickets from their team the next day because they weren't in the Super Bowl that year. But I got to tell you something. New York is going to be a great market for us. I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna get right to the games here shortly. But, just be thankful that you live in the United States of America. It's what makes this day extremely important to everybody. Even kids that are high school kids, they remember where they were when they were 5, 6, 7 years old, 10 years ago, how they heard about it, the news from it, seeing those two towers come down. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, a lot of people thought we wouldn't have the wherewithal or the stick-to-itivity of our politicians, which don't get me into politics. I don't want to talk about it. This is a sports show. But I got to tell you, 10 years later, we're still kicking butt, and we're still looking for these guys. And you know what? If it wasn't us, who would do it? Roy, who would do it?
Definitely.
Not the French.
I was just about to say that. Not the French.
Not the French.
Probably not the French.
Definitely not the French.
Maybe Canada.
Yeah, we're having some. No. The only reason the Canadians are nice to us is because we let them go to Atlantic City and Vegas.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they're nice to us, I swear to God.
I actually kind of like Canada. I mean, not Canada, but hanging out in Canada.
Hey, the Canadians are buying up all of Arizona right now.
Arizona.
Oh, that's who's coming to Phoenix. You can buy a house in Phoenix for 10 cents to 50 cents on the dollar right now. Huh. And Vegas is the same way. Let's get to the football. Let's start out with the first game. Look on your cheat sheet, Roy.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the game that you're going to be working a tailgate
yes,
at
sir.
Today.
That is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. And Baltimore right now is minus one. But really, I mean, this is – you get three for being the home team.
Two of the most elite teams in the league and elite organizations. And listen, we can talk about organizations because we see one of the worst ones top, you know, at the top here in Washington.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, you know, I'm no Dan Snyder fan. I've been in the ticket business and the sports entertainment business, Roy, what, 31 years?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. He wanted to be a ticket broker. You know, I mean, this guy doesn't want one person to make one penny off mm-hmm. the Redskins if he's not making money. And he's more concerned with that than he is having a winner.
He's a fantasy football owner.
Well, he's
who has an actual team.
Who I don't even understand. Every time I talk to Mark Cuban via Twitter.
I love Mark Cuban.
I do too. But every time I send Mark something, and I know he sees it, I say two words, Washington Redskins. Because he would be the best owner in the world for the Redskins. The other owner I wanted was Tiger Woods. All right, Ooh. Let's talk about the game a little bit.
Tiger Woods.
You know, hey, the Steelers have had a lot of luck playing, you know, down here in recent years. They the Steelers right now kind of have Flacco's number.
Well, Flacco's never beaten Ben Roethlisberger. That's the big story around Baltimore today is that Ben Roethlisberger, when he started...
Six games, right?
Yeah.
Five games. He didn't start one of them.
Right.
Seven,
right.
Seven games.
It's they're 0-6.
Yep.
And it's either going to be 1-6 or 0-7 against Ben Roethlisberger. Now, the Ravens did beat the Steelers when it was
Leftwich. No, Dixon started that game. And Dixon, actually, if they'd have let him run more,
yeah.
they would have won that game because mm-hmm. I was there. That was the game it snowed. I was there.
And then that season, that was also the Ben Roethlisberger, Santonio Holmes, where Santonio Holmes wasn't right. in the end. And I was at that game.
Right.
Which, that was a great game.
Yeah, but you've never been north of West Virginia.
I've been to Delaware.
Hey, somebody, you can reach me. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, and a lot of people do follow me, have started following me on Twitter, you can get me on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports. And feel free to follow me. Feel free. If you send me something and you know what you're talking about, I'm going to be following you too. Roy, what's your Twitter account?
I'm at SportsManCave. Actually got that right in front of me. And we also have SMC Radio. So it's at SMC Radio and at SMC Baltimore. And if you want to get into the tailgate games, we do take live pictures, live updates of all the tailgates. So we get that ongoing reporting. That is at Tailgate Times. So you got a lot to follow there.
Now, listen. This Baltimore game.
Yes, sir.
Who do you like? I'm the handicapper, but I want to know who you like.
All right. Do you want the I now live in Baltimore pick? Or
no,
do you
no,
want
no. Well, you do live in Baltimore.
I do
Baltimore.
Live in Baltimore.
You live
now.
In Towson, right?
Yeah, I live in Towson now.
And you know what? If you want to give all the New Yorkers the best place to eat when they come to Baltimore, you better give it to them right now.
With the Oregon Grill? Is that you want?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. Go to the Oregon Grill.
Hey, that was free pub for
them. That's right. There it is.
Hey, listen, don't even bother answering that question because if you answer the question on who's going to win this game,
well, my
you're a moron because you can flip a coin. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I now live in Baltimore. Pick is the Baltimore Ravens. Obviously, I'm going to the game with.
Well, they need to win this game.
They do.
This is a bigger game for them than Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, but I got to tell you something. You know, the offensive line for the Ravens has never played
yep.
together before any time mm-hmm. this preseason.
Never played a snap.
The five guys that are going to be on the offensive line, six and seven when you go to double tight ends, mm-hmm. never played together.
Yeah.
They've moved guys around.
Orr's on the other side of the line now.
Yeah, he's on the right side.
Yeah,
well,
he was on the left.
Well, you know why they want him there? Because he can push people off the field.
Yeah.
If you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Sandra Bullock.
Of course, that was high school. And
I'm talking about
that was acting.
I'm talking about Sandra Bullock.
And that guy, I could probably knock that guy over.
I love Sandra Bullock, so.
Well, she went to my school. She went to East Carolina. And she went to W&L High School, which was a rival of where I went, Wakefield and Arlington.
Where were you? I would have been.
You were like not even, your dad wasn't even married to your mom then, so don't worry about it.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Sandra Bullock, if you are listening.
She's hot.
At Sportsman
hey,
Cave.
She's dating some dude
it doesn't
named
matter.
Ryan something.
It doesn't matter.
I saw it on
People
Magazine.
She hasn't
magazine.
Met me yet.
All right. We're passing. By the way, I'm going to pass on this game. The over-under, though, is interesting. What's the over-under in this game?
It's minus one, Baltimore.
No, the over-under.
Oh, it's 36.
Yeah. Doesn't that seem a little low to you?
Yeah. I mean, 36 and a half.
I think, you know, the nice thing about a 30-anything total is you get a 20-20 tie, you're looking good. I think the winner of this game is going to score 23 to 27 points. I don't think either defense is going to completely stop either offense.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lean towards one side just to have fun or tease something up, tease the over. Don't tease anything else. And I'm going to tell you, just leave it alone, because what happens this week in Baltimore with these two fine organizations, and I mean that, they've got the best GMs, they got the best owners. Bisciotti is a phenomenal owner. You know, their general manager, Ozzie Newsome, Hall of Famer with the Cleveland Browns, maybe the best GM in the league. That's why these guys just reload. They've got a lot of youth on that team this year, and we're going to be following Baltimore really strong. But we're also going to be following the Steelers, because the Steelers are 3 hours from here.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, when those people travel, they're not obnoxious like Philly fans. Well, Philly's not even obnoxious. Some of them are violent, and they are. I was there for the World Series last year. I didn't think there was any way I'd get out of that stadium. So I left at the end of the eighth inning. I was smart. After Uribe hit that bomb, I was out of there. And I heard the final pitch when Brian Wilson shut him down on 95, almost in Baltimore. Huh. I might have been driving too fast. This is Bruce Hall. We're on WFAS 1230 in, it's really New York.
Westchester.
Westchester, New York. I'm looking forward to it. I want to say New York every time I do that because, hey, my daughter lives in Brooklyn. What can I say? My daughter Erin lives in Brooklyn. Oh, I'm gonna have to do a shout out later on. Go to the next game. We already know what we're doing there, Roy.
Tampa, and they are over Detroit, and that is a one and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah.
What's total? Currently.
Yeah, 42 and a half.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think?
I like Detroit.
Good. I'll just play you straight up. There won't be any juice. I'm taking Tampa, and I'm taking them for 4 stars.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because they have one of the best teams in the league and nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
They've got the best coach in the league, in my opinion.
There's a lot to like about Tampa.
Raheem Morris?
Yeah, no.
Dude, he's like...
That's your boy. I know.
Phenomenal coach.
There's a lot to be excited about in
Tampa.
Who's
their quarterback, Roy?
Josh Freeman.
Oh, you cheated.
I didn't cheat.
You already knew him. How old is Josh Freeman?
Josh Freeman, this is his second year in the league.
He's 23 years old.
Yes.
Where did he go to college?
He went to...
K-State.
Kansas State. Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. I have him rated as the sixth best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
Do you know where I have Romo? 13. Hello.
I don't have Romo. Yeah.
Romo's not a top 10 quarterback. You know, I was watching somebody on TV the other day, or maybe I was listening to 106.
Number six, really?
Number six?
Well, I guess if you take Peyton out of the mix.
Yeah.
Maybe you can.
Dude, it's a redshirt year for Peyton.
Yeah.
I said that 2 weeks ago.
But the sixth?
I mean, he's the sixth best quarterback. Do you know how many interceptions he threw and how many touchdowns last year?
That I don't know.
23 and 6. 23 touchdowns with a running game. That was a great running game.
Yeah.
A defense that was rebuilding, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were.
They rebuilt. I mean,
that's what they're drafting.
What there's so much to like about Tampa right now is a couple of years ago, they were the laughingstock of the NFL. The coach comes in, tears it apart. Everyone's freaking out. And now a couple of years later, they're the team that you're – so hyped up about.
Well, you know, Bruce Allen left and came to Washington.
Yeah.
And Bruce Allen honestly never made a call.
He's an administrator,
and his name's Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could probably run for governor of Virginia and beat his brother, who's running again. He might be running for U.S. Senator, I think. I don't know. I should know that. I'm the Republican Party calls me like 3 times a day.
Don't you love that?
No, I don't love that at all. This is Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy Boy.
Yeah.
Roy Edwards.
The kid. You can call me the kid. It's
the
okay.
Kid.
And we're no,
having,
don't call
we're
me
having
the kid.
Fun. Nah, you're the everybody under the age of 50 is the kid.
That's why I like the kid. You're the old guy. I'm the kid.
Oh, I'm an
old
guy.
We're a balance here.
There's no question about that. Listen, I'm taking Tampa. I'm not touching the total. I think it's going to be a real hard-fought, defensive, banged-up game. But I think the cream will rise to the top. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Matthew Stafford.
I love Matthew Stafford, too.
But I also love to hit Matthew Stafford if I'm playing defense.
No, yeah,
and if he gets thrown down on that head real hard or that shoulder real hard, it's going to be a long year for those guys.
He is. He's an injury waiting to happen. But, they have so many weapons.
Yeah, but they're also on defense. They're so banged up.
Detroit's.
They're so banged up. And, you know, they don't really have a big runner. They don't have a running back.
Javid Best.
Javid Best is a third down back.
Yeah,
I mean, he's, you know, he's going to do okay.
I like Java best in the, if you use him in the slot. If you can,
I like their tight end from Oklahoma State,
Pettigrew.
He's a stud.
I like Pettigrew.
He's a stud.
And Megatron, you cannot.
And he played for the guy that's a man. He's 40.
Yes.
Sure, anybody knows what that's from.
Yes.
What's that guy's name? Gundy.
No.
Yeah. Gundy, he's the head coach at Oklahoma State.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a goofball.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm a man. I'm 40. Don't mess with my quarterback that can't talk just because he can't answer a question.
But there's, I mean, Detroit has Megatron, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
They have Pettigrew. Java best if you use him.
What's the total in this game?
It was 42 and a half.
Boy, that's a tough number. I'm going to pass on that. I'm passing on everything except the four-star play on Tampa, and you can thank me next week. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy Edwards.
Yo.
Go to the next game, Roy.
We got Philly-St. Louis, and that game.
I love that game, too.
Is Philly minus four, and it's 44 right now. Is the
now, listen, I'm not a big home dog guy, but it's looking that way because I like the Rams.
I like the Rams too. I'm glad we agree.
Hey, Philly. Vince Young, what a moron. You know, Andy Reid is the last guy in the world that wants his players to talk crap.
Well, this guy,
first of all, he's a Mormon, went to BYU, is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NFL, in my opinion. And he's grooming a guy named Juan Castillo, who, in my opinion, is one of the best assistant coaches ever. He's been the offensive line coach in Philly for, I want to say, since Reid got there. 14 years ago? Is that about right?
Oh, God.
Andy's been there forever. And I'm going to tell you, Castillo, look at the offensive lines they've had in Philly. They've had the leading rusher in the league so many times.
Yeah.
Brian Mitchell went and spent 2 or 3 years up there.
Westbrook did work in Philly.
I worked the Super Bowl in Jacksonville where I had about 100 people from Philly there. You know why they lost that game? They were so burned out after being there all week that after the first half and the tailgate on Sunday, half of them were passed out.
Well, everyone talks about how McNabb wasn't conditioned or not. Well, I shouldn't say that. T.O. says that McNabb wasn't conditioned enough. He was breathing harder than that.
I think it was a little anxiety.
Yeah.
I think it was a little being there.
Well, Philly's never going to win a Super Bowl. And I will
never say never.
It will never happen,
Roy.
It will never happen.
It might not be Andy Reid as the head coach winning it, but it might be Juan Castillo who they're grooming for the job.
Never happen.
Juan's the defensive coordinator in Philly now.
It's not going to happen. Philadelphia, they're never going to win a Super Bowl.
You know what? I love Philly.
I believe all of New York.
I love to go to Philly. I love going to Pats. I'm a Pats guy. Are you a Pats guy?
The Patriots?
No, what are you talking about? The cheesesteak place in Philly.
Look, man. We just explained this. The most north I've ever been is Delaware.
Do they even eat steak and cheese subs in West Virginia?
Yes, actually, I have. There's a place called Grease Trucks in New Jersey.
Sure, it's just not pork rinds.
And the owner of Grease Trucks, his nephew, opened up Are You Hungry in or Sandwich U. I think there was like a big whatever in Morgantown, West Virginia, and they have the best sandwiches. And they had a steak and cheese there that was just bomb. And it's based off of Grease Trucks, which I believe is in New Jersey. A lot of the New York listeners probably know what I'm talking about. It's amazing.
Hey, Roy, you like St. Louis. I like St.
I
Louis.
I love St. Louis.
I'm the handicapper. I'm taking St. Louis against Philly, and I'm taking them for 4 stars. And I play everything 3, 4, 5. I don't play a 2. If it's a 2, I don't play it. I'm leaving the total alone,
44.
Even though it's kind of an interesting total.
I think it's easy.
Yeah,
I mean this is gonna be a high scoring game.
I hope you're right. Well, you're gonna take the over. What's the total?
I mean, I'm not the pro here.
What's the total?
44.
St. Louis has got to shut down the Philly offense.
It's not gonna happen. And Philadelphia.
Well, then let's just say we're gonna release the over for 3 stars, and I may do that myself.
I'm not the handicapper here.
What's the next game?
Atlanta, let me say one last thing about St. Louis.
Go ahead.
Danny Amendola. I love this guy.
Where'd he go to college?
I don't know. But I know that this guy.
This is a small school.
I loved him last year. And I drafted him this year. I picked him up last year. Drafted him in my fantasy league this year. And he is going to have an incredible year. This guy, think Wes Welker when you think of Danny Amendola for the Rams and Bradford. I mean, this guy, I love
him. Look at their running attack. They've got Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
He's a monster. They've got Cadillac Williams, who's healthy. And they got Jarius Norwood, who used to be with Atlanta, right? He was in Atlanta. Yeah. He actually played some fullback for them. I love it. I love this game. Next week they've got the Giants in the Meadowlands.
That'll be a good game.
That's gonna be a I think it's gonna be a good game for New York. I think that if the Redskins beat them this week, which might happen.
We'll get there.
If the Redskins beat them this week, which might happen, New York's going to come back. I'm a Tom Coughlin freak. I like the guy. I mean, I would play for Tom in a heartbeat. I love the guy because he just, you know, all he wants to do is do the right thing. He wants everybody to do their job. He wants everybody, and he's loosened up since he won that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's not that, you know, weird of a guy. He's really not a bad guy at all. Steven Jackson, he's run for 1,000 yards 6 consecutive years, and he's never been completely healthy all the time.
I love Steven Jackson.
And I like Sam Bradford.
Oh, yeah. What's not to like about Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford's like Matt Stafford, only he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be better than Matthew Stafford. Plus, he plays, you know, he also plays in a dome.
Yeah.
Those dome guys are usually pretty good in domes, but I think being an Oklahoma guy, he likes to get outside.
The greatest show on turf.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so we're moving on here.
Yeah, let's go to the next game.
Chicago, Atlanta. And that is Atlanta -2. Now, this game started out -1 Chicago, and it has moved to -2 Atlanta with a 40.5 is the over.
It's a battle of the Smith brothers, Mike Smith and Lovie Smith. They don't look that much alike,
no.
But, you know, a lot of people don't know that those guys are brothers. Personally, I think Atlanta's going the right direction. I think Chicago's just looking for a place to jump off. You got Mike Martz, you know, coaching up Jay Cutler now, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's a little scary. And he's also playing behind an offensive line that's questionable at best.
If Jay Cutler could ever
lost Kreitz, their center, and he's starting for another team. How do you not re-sign Olin Kreitz? Mm-hmm. He called plays. He called blocking assignments for the last several years, and now you're going to throw some rookie in there?
But Chicago, I don't think it seems like the year that they're up, the next year they're just going to just plummet. They're just going to fail. They're going to crash and burn this year.
It's pure luck that they got to the Super Bowl.
The NFC Championship game?
Right.
Yeah.
No, they got the Super Bowl.
Oh, against Indy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was Devin Hester.
Devin Hester. And he's still there.
So, yeah, no, he is. But
I mean Chicago has some players. There's no question about it. They just re-signed a running back. He's a kid from TCU, I think.
Talking about Matt Forte.
Yeah, and he goes, he's equally as good out of the backfield catching the ball as he is running the ball. But boy, they wasted a lot of time talking about him this year.
Matt Forte?
Yeah.
Well, he was some ridiculous percentage of their offense a couple of years ago, and then last year the book was out on him, and it kind of got shut down. And then
doesn't have great speed. Got great hands, got great moves.
The ball went to Matt Forte, though. When Orton was the quarterback, the ball went to Matt Forte. And then Cutler came in, and he doesn't wear a helmet that fits him. It's always over his eyes. So he probably can't see Matt Forte, so he just kind of throws it up, which is probably why he threw 4 interceptions to Hall. He probably thought Hall was wearing the Bears jersey.
You know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about their first-round draft pick for Atlanta, Julio Jones,
yeah. I like Julio Jones.
Let me tell you something. This kid's for real.
He is.
And they really think he's going to be a star in the NFL. And what he does is he's going to be able to spread the field out. But he's also good in space. I mean, if you played touch, he'd be good in touch football. And you throw him on the opposite side of Roddy White, who, by the way, was a 2-time
he's a beast.
Georgia.
If you're playing on the
other
side.
I think it was Georgia. He's from Georgia. He's a 2-time Georgia State wrestling champion in high school. As soon as I read that, I loved that because I wrestled in college and I coach high school wrestling. And I know how much that helps everybody just lose people off of them when you get the ball in your hands.
Oh,
when you're trying to tackle a wrestler, you're the one that's in trouble, not the guy you're tackling. He's going to drag you for 5 to 6 yards every time. No, I agree. We both agree on the Rams there, and you're going to take you're going to take the
Atlanta.
Over, and yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we both got Atlanta.
All right, we'll do one more game. Then we're going to listen to some music real quick and break, and then we're going to probably come back in, and we're going to talk a little bit about the remaining games. Let's talk about this next one.
The Houston Indianapolis.
Did you already talk about San Diego? No, you didn't.
No.
You didn't. Let's do Houston Indy.
Houston Indy.
This is the one everybody wants to talk about.
So it was Indianapolis -1 when Peyton Manning still had a neck. Now it is -9 to Houston, 44 over under.
Well, with their backup having just been brought into the fray 2 weeks ago, and he's look, he's 111 yards shy of 30,000 career yards.
I thought you
40,000 career yards. Kerry Collins is.
I thought you were going to say that he was 111 years old. I thought that's what you were going at.
No, he's, you know what? He's about as gray as I am.
Kerry Coors Light Collins.
He's going to move into 10th place. You know who he's going to pass? Probably this game.
Who's that?
Joe Montana.
No.
Yes. Joe Montana right now is number 10. Kerry Collins will pass him with 111 passing yards
today. That's
let
sad.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, but no, but Kerry Collins is one of those guys that just gets the job done. Now, he's not he's not going to get it done against Houston today.
No.
Because he's not – he just – wouldn't you say he's probably 60% of where he'll be in about a month?
Well, yeah.
And,
yeah,
but and let's just look at it this way. Okay. Indy is not going anywhere this year.
No, no.
I mean, they lost Bob. Didn't Bob Sanders? Didn't they lose Bob Sanders?
Yeah, and they still.
And he never plays anyway because he's always hurt.
Yeah,
right.
Bicep.
Hey, Gary Kubiak, what does he have pictures of? The owner. He's got to have pictures of the owner. I mean, doing something he's not supposed to be doing. He went 6-10 after going 8-8 like 4 years in a row, and they brought him back and fired everybody on the defense. Now he's got Wade Phillips, who is a hell of a defensive coordinator, and he's really happy because he didn't have to leave the state of Texas to get a job.
Yeah. They're without Arian Foster today, but they still have the best receiver in the league.
I'm taking Houston. This is my biggest play today. Oh. Houston minus the 8.5. I think it's
minus 9 now.
Is it? Well, it's going to probably be 10 before we get off the air. Let me tell you something. I'm taking them, and I'll tell you why. This is their playoff game. They are going to come out. They beat them. 3 out of their last 4 games anyway. Mm. They beat them in Indy 2 years ago, I think. They beat them last year opening day. They're going to beat them again. Now, who's not playing? You just took him off
Arian Foster.
Yeah, Arian Foster's not playing. Will that hurt him? A little bit.
Yeah. But like I said, they still have Andre Johnson. They still have Matt Schaub. So they're going to be winging the ball. So there's no secret what they're going to be doing today.
No, listen, I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be breaking here shortly. I'm going to tell you right now, Houston is the play. Take them for 5 stars minus the points. Leave the total alone because I really don't know how many points Indy's going to get.
Yeah.
This could be a 34-14 game. I mean, it could be very easily, and you might miss. If you have to go to 48.5, you know, you're in trouble. You don't want to take totals over unless you know you're going over. And really, that's the way to go. We're going to be breaking it here in just a few seconds. Okay. All right. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy Edwards. We'll be back in a few with Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Westchester, New York. Fire. I feel like I'm Mitch Mitchell on drums. You weren't alive when I was listening. He played downtown D.C. when I was in high school for $3. He played at Alexandria Roller Rink, I think, too, in 1969 or 70.
James? Are you talking about James Hendricks?
Talking about Jimmy Hendricks.
James. That's what his good Jimmy. Friends call him, James. Nah. We're good friends.
J-I-M-I. He died too young, age 28. That bad number. All right, this is Bruce Hall. I got Roy Edwards over here, my sidekick.
Yes, sir.
Who's keeping me straight? And we're gonna get through these games in a big hurry and talk about the NFL season a little bit. Right now, we just talked about Houston, Indy, so we're done with that. Kansas City, Buffalo. You know, the Bills are supposed to be vastly improved this year. They made some moves, had some good draft choices. Some guys left, some guys came. Chan Gailey, they're giving him another year. I don't blame him. He's a pretty good guy. You'll never meet a nicer guy. He's coached everywhere. He coached at Georgia Tech. Why they let him go, I have no idea. Guess because they brought that Navy guy in that runs the spread and scores like 50 points a game. But and I'm sure Chan didn't really like Atlanta that much anyway. Chan's kind of – I think he's a Texan. Not sure. Maybe not. Anyway, Chan Gailey and the Buffalo Bills
who
are going to Kansas City to play a guy. Kansas City Chiefs were in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. They had the best running game. They had the best running attack in the NFL last year.
Yeah, they sure did, and they still have most of those pieces in place.
Yeah.
Jamaal Charles.
Yes.
He's not a 25-30 carry a game guy, but he'll come in and bust off. You know, he usually doesn't get touched till he's 10 yards into the secondary.
And then he's splitting carries with Thomas Jones, who is another.
He's a monster.
He's a great runner. I mean, that is a phenomenal 1-2 punch.
You know where Thomas Jones is from? Big Stone Gap, Virginia, buddy.
Is he really?
Big Stone Gap. Yep, down in the mountains, in the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and who's his brother?
I don't know. He was the.
He was the running back for who?
For the Cowboys.
Yeah. Where is he now? I haven't even seen him anywhere in 2 years.
What was his name?
I don't know, but he wasn't as good as Thomas Jones. Thomas is a little older than him. He was Junius Jones. Junius Jones. J-U-N-I-O-U-S. Pretty sure. Huh. He was a Cowboy, but, you know, they make so many bad moves, it's hard to keep them all track. Hey, listen, Kansas City, Buffalo, as much as I'd like to see Buffalo win this game. They're getting 5.5. If you held a gun to my head and you said, look, you've got to make a pick, and here's the spread, take Buffalo. You know, because I think that although Kansas City, boy, they fill those stands up with people wearing red every week. One of the toughest places in the league to play is Kansas City, if you talk to the players. It's so loud there. But I'm going to pass on this game. I don't think the Chiefs will return to the playoffs this year. And I think Buffalo will be a much improved team this year. And you know what I found out this week? Just talking to some of the guys on Twitter around the league.
What's that?
Todd Haley never played football. He was a golfer, which tells you a lot about his ability.
It tells you a lot about his golf game.
Well, it tells you a lot about him, period. I mean, if he could be the head coach of an NFL team and he never played.
Yeah.
You know, his father evidently was the general manager / executive VP of the Pittsburgh Steelers for years. And he grew up around football, you know, when the Steelers were getting Super Bowl rings, evidently. And
Steelers have Super Bowl rings?
They have 4.
At least.
Yeah. Well, you've never been north of West Virginia, so how would you know, right?
They get 6, right?
Well, who are you rooting for when you go to the Baltimore game today?
The Ravens.
Oh, is that because you're wearing a jersey? Whose jersey is that?
This is T-Sizzle, I believe is what they call him these days.
What's his
name? Terrell Suggs.
Ah, he's a stud.
Yeah. I'm going with my, she's a Ravens fan, so.
All right.
I can't play.
Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Yeah,
Who cares?
I don't know either of those teams, so. Hey, I don't think anybody knows either of these teams.
I know one thing.
I like Colt McCoy.
I like Pat Shurmur.
I like Colt McCoy on the Brown side, and I like A.J. Green on the Bengals side.
I like the head coach for Cleveland, and you know what? All you have to do is look at this. Colt McCoy versus second-round draft pick. What's his name?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. He looks like, you know what he looks like? Howdy Doody. Only people in their 50s and 60s would remember Howdy Doody. He had a national show. He had freckles and red hair. He was like one of these puppets where, you know, they hang the strings from their arms and stuff. I think I went on his show one time. But that's what Andy Dalton reminds me of. Here's what I think. I think Cincinnati is never going to be any good. They're very similar to the Redskins.
Don't do that.
Well, I'm just going to say that. I don't mean they're that similar to the Redskins, but the ownership is that similar. The ownership
is
the worst.
It's the worst.
So it's not going anywhere.
No, nowhere.
Look, let me tell you, trickle-down effect is bigger in pro football than it is in politics.
There's a reason why Carson Palmer did not want to come back.
Yeah, he said, well, you know, we're not going to release you. Fine. I'll play golf.
That's fine, yeah.
It's a much better, it's more fun than going under center for you.
I will go
putz.
Do whatever I want then.
Yeah, the Brown family, from what I hear from everybody in football, they just need to sell this team drastically. But you know what? It is Cincinnati, you know. And put Pete Rose in the damn Hall of Fame, all you baseball sports writers that never played the game and don't understand how great this guy was on the field.
Yes, he was.
Give up this crap. Put him in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame means nothing if you don't have the guy.
The greatest, one of the greatest hitters of all time.
He had the most hitters. Hits of all time.
Jeter just got 3,000.
Yeah.
And what did Pete Rose end with?
Jeter got 3,000 just because like he never got caught doing anything, and he's not Pete Rose.
Yeah. Well, Pete Rose,
first ballot.
He's not even near Pete Rose
no.
in hits.
No.
And we're sitting here celebrating.
He'd be 55 years old when he had enough hits.
You know, Derek Jeter gets a parade, and Pete Rose gets
nothing. Getting off track here, but I don't mind getting off track when you're talking about the Hall of Fame in baseball. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, there's too many of the wrong people are voting. All right, we're passing on Cleveland,
that's
Cincinnati.
About that just shows how much we had to say about this game, whereas it turned from the Bengals, Browns to Pete Rose.
Well, let me just tell you something.
We love this game.
The sports talk radio world is about talking what you feel like talking about. And believe me, I'm not the only guy out of the 2 or 3 million people that can hear my voice right now in New York that think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. Hey, my Twitter is at Bruce Hall Sports.
I'm at Sports Man Cave right now.
And Roy's at Sports Man Cave.
Staring at it.
Send us whatever. If you don't like Pete Rose, send me something. If you love him, send me something. If you don't care, send me something. Tell me how stupid I am with my picks at the end of the weekend. I tell you what, last week, I didn't miss one. Second week, I don't think I got one right. And I got to tell you, last year was one of the toughest in Vegas to win money. I hit 53.2% and finished in sixth place in the National Handicappers Bowl. I'm just trading points. We don't call them dollars. We're trading points in these national. By the way, the National Handicappers Bowl is not a subsidiary. It's owned solely by a guy named Phil Richards, who I happen to think the world of. NationalHandicappersBowl.com. And you can go on there and you'll find out exactly who the best handicappers in the country are. And you'll see Bruce Hall Sports in there at the end of the year in the top 10. I always am.
If you check out sportsmancave.com, we do have a section called the Pick Artist. And let me
I join or am I?
Oh, yeah, you can get on here.
You'll let a pro in.
I don't know if you can shake a stick at me, though. I have been on a hot streak as of lately. We picked all the Sunday games in baseball. I was 43-30.
Baseball doesn't count.
43-33.
That's okay, but in baseball,
pretty good.
Yeah, but you got odds in baseball that you have to deal with.
And then last football season.
43-33 in baseball is probably a loser. Because if you're betting favorites, you're losing.
And then I was 20-13 last year.
In football?
In football.
Well, that's awesome. Were you playing all five-star plays?
I was playing,
if you're 20-13, you're like 60%.
Yeah.
I was over 60% once in my career, 62%, 1998, and I won the National Handicappers Bowl, and I won their totals division that year. About 2 years later, I was 59-8, and I've been kind of lugging between 53 and 58 ever since. And I got to tell you, it's because the NFL is the hardest game to handicap in the world.
The reason I'm so damn good is because I go on a limb.
It's because you're so modest.
It's because I'm so damn good.
Oh, God. Hey, let's go to the next game. San Diego, Minnesota. Hey, Minnesota, I don't know how to tell you this. You have a quarterback that the Redskins didn't even want. What's up with that?
Well, somebody wants him, right?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But you know what? He did look a little gassed even in the preseason a couple of times.
So this game
I think his lungs are like half the size of most humans' lungs.
This game is -8.5 right now to San Diego and Noah Tana and Minnesota, over Minnesota, and the current is 41.
And Norv Turner has to be the luckiest coach in the history of the NFL to even have a job. Now, he was in Washington for 7 years. Mm-hmm. They did not have a winning record against one team in the NFC East the entire 7 years he was here total.
He kept
his job because John Kent Cook, who was Jack Kent Cook's son, doesn't have a clue about football.
He just wanted to sell the team at that point.
Yeah, but he didn't get anything.
Well, he got Dan Snyder.
Yeah, but I don't think he made any money because they had to pay so much money in taxes.
Yeah.
You remember? That was a big deal.
Dan Snyder would have paid anything. He's an idiot.
Let's not talk about Dan Snyder. It's 9/11.
And
by the way, if you're just tuning in, you know, this is 9/11. It's the 10th anniversary. The New York Giants are playing the Washington Redskins in Washington. I have tickets in my
truck.
The
NFL finally got it right, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to tell you something. I mean, you know, it's been a hell of a week. It's probably going to be a hell of a day. And, you know, let's all say a prayer that everything is okay today. Because, you know, there's chatter, there's this, there's that. But I got to tell you, I like our chances because the US of A, I love the people that work for us. I love our military. I love our three-letter agencies. I love them all. And I got to tell you something. If you're messing with us, bring your lunch. Because the great thing about the United States is that we have a right to carry a weapon in the Constitution. Hey, come invade my house sometime.
I got a all-black Mossberg 500A 12-gauge.
Yeah, I got an AK.
Just waiting to shoot somebody.
Well, that's not right. He's just kidding. We're just kidding. Roy's trying to be funny. But listen, say a prayer. Say a prayer for 9/11, yes, for the victims, for the survivors that are still here.
So back to this game. 8.5.
Pass. So,
yeah?
Pass.
You
know what I like here? I like the over, and I'll tell you why. I don't think Minnesota stops San Diego's passing attack, and I'm sure San Diego isn't going to stop Minnesota's running game.
Yeah.
They've lost half their linebackers. Yeah. There's nobody. Name me a linebacker for San Diego. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, and here's a tribute to Norv Turner's coaching ability, Roy. They were number one in the entire NFL in offense and defense last year.
Special teams, weren't they?
And didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's,
how do you not make the playoffs usually if what you're number one in both?
That's usually what you want to do. You just want to, it's all about being number one, not necessarily actually winning this Super Bowl, I think.
I'm taking the over for 4 stars.
San Diego doesn't know anything about NFL.
Did you hear that? Those of you that even care, I'm taking the over for 4 stars.
I think it's a great play.
I think it's a strong play.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm pretty sure, did you check the weather in San Diego? It doesn't rain that much there. But with the weather this year, it could be raining in the desert and we wouldn't know.
The weather in San Diego is partly sunny.
Beautiful. It's probably 70-something.
72.
You know, it's why everybody wants to live in San Diego. It's why their real estate prices are so high. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy Edwards. Hey, he's from sportsmancave.com. I'm Bruce Hall Sports. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're on WFAS 1230 in Westchester, and we're happy to be with these guys this year. We're going to have a lot of fun this year, and hopefully you guys will be listening to us on Sunday. Next game, Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Can I actually say this? Who cares?
Yeah.
The Jacksonville head coach, Jack Del Rio, should never have been given an extension of his contract.
The only reason.
He's a great guy. He looks like a male model. Yeah. I've talked to Jack. Jack's
I like him
guy.
Because I like him because he wanted to wear a suit on the sideline.
Yeah, but it
That's
was a fake like suit.
Yeah, well, it was made by Reebok, right?
Yeah, but like Brian Wilson wears the same thing to events. You know, I mean, it's like, what is he in? It's like spandex.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't let him wear a suit, and because they had some contract with Reebok, and so Reebok made him some like
fake suit.
Yeah, whatever it was. But it's I like that. Suit. You know, I like the suit. I like the suit.
You know, he looks good in a suit.
He does.
I'm going to tell you something. I got a feeling that guy's got washboard abs, and he's probably 50.
Yeah.
I bet the chicks dig him.
I got a keg belly. That's what kind of guy I have. It's a lot better than a six-pack.
What are you, 26?
25.
Dude, get in shape for crying out loud.
I'm a little bit. I'm round.
Wrestling room, you'd lose like 30 pounds. You'd wrestle like 180.
I have actually lost 20.
You'd wrestle 25 for me. I should talk. I'm as big as I've been. I'm probably 225 right now.
The only reason why I care about this game, and by the way, it's Jacksonville -1.5 over Tennessee. The only reason why I care about this game is because of the running backs. I love Maurice Jones-Drew, and I love Chris Johnson. Now,
Chris Johnson's going to have nothing today.
Oh, I mean, he's been out.
I got one word for you. Hammy. Hello. Pulled hammy.
I got a text the other day of games that a couple guys were on the fence on, this was one of those games, and I said that Maurice Jones-Drew was going to light up Tennessee today, and I like Jacksonville in this play. It's only one. It's 1.5, but I like Jacksonville.
All of Tennessee's great linebackers are playing for everybody else right now. Mm-hmm. You know that? They had three of the best linebackers in the NFL, and they're all gone. I'll tell you another thing, too, that I like about your pick. You know, Jacksonville, who's your quarterback?
Gerard.
No.
No, it's not?
No. Where have you been? David Gerard, they released him. They released him, and nobody's picked him up yet. They're gonna start Blaine Gabbert.
Are they really?
He's a rookie.
You're kidding me.
No. No.
See how much I care about Jacksonville?
Well, you know what's good about you? If you've got Maurice Jones-Drew
I do have
in your
Maurice
fantasy,
Jones-Drew. I have Maurice Jones-Drew.
Then you need to activate him because he's going to carry the ball 30-some times.
Oh, he's going to light it up. He's going
to
light it up.
All right. I'm going to pass on
You're
this
kidding
game.
Me.
Let's go to the next game. We're running out of time. Arizona, Carolina. I got to go with my old homeboys from the Redskins. Russ Grimm,
Kevin Kolb. Kevin Cornyn on the Kolb.
Kevin Cobb, man. Hey, I think Philly can hear parts of this show.
I drafted Kevin Kolb last year in my fantasy.
Yeah, and he didn't even get to play.
Thinking that he was going to be the truth. I was like, I hate taking...
You'd be a great GM.
I hate taking quarterbacks in the division. I took Romo this year, of course.
He sucks.
I hate taking quarterbacks in the division. Took a chance on Cobb. You know what he got me first week? 0.4 points. I hate Kevin Cobb.
If you activate Tony Romo today...
I did.
You're a moron.
Well, I told you.
Who are your other quarterbacks?
It's Ben Roethlisberger's my other quarterback.
Well, you need to activate Ben.
I cannot wear purple in M&T Bank and root for Ben Roethlisberger
Roy, in the betting industry, we call that a hedge. There's nothing wrong with a hedge.
I can't do it.
It's like taking a team that you're not completely sure about and then teasing them with the over because you know you're pretty sure the over is going over. So you only lose one bet instead of two. If you activate Tony Romo, I'm going to give you his stats right now. He's going to end up, I'm going to say 11 for 30 for 110 yards and three interceptions today.
He is playing the Jets.
In New York. Look, the Jets fans, do you hear my partner?
The smart play here, listen to me. The smart play here is Ben Roethlisberger, obviously.
Take him.
New D coordinator in Baltimore. You know, their linebackers in Baltimore, sorry, Ray Lewis, but you're not what you used to be in coverage.
No, he's okay. The smart
play here is Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, we got 5 minutes we're being told.
All right.
By our producer. Lynch. Matt set us up over here. We're actually in Matt's studio. Matt, thank you very much for having us on today.
Yeah, thank you.
And Roy.
Yes.
Get a life, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
Tony Romo?
Next week when we sit here and I told you so.
Yeah, you can do that if it happens.
San Francisco, Seattle.
Let's talk. Well, no. San Francisco, Seattle, we're passing on that game. Look, you're big on Twitter. I'm big on Twitter. I follow Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Twitter 24/7.
Yeah.
He's not coaching. He's not looking at film. He's on Twitter. I'm going to pass. If you have to take this game, take Arizona. I'm going to tell you, they're going to be good.
Wait.
They got two great receivers. They're going to be able to run the football. They got Beanie Wells.
Mm-hmm. No, I like Beanie.
I like Arizona.
Over Carolina.
Yeah, plus, hey, Cam Newton, you might think you want to run the ball and show all these guys what a great athlete you are. Wait till a couple of these guys fly into this from the secondary and put their helmet on your chin. You're going to be on the concussion list for 4 weeks.
No, I'm taking Arizona too. I mean,
you know what? I'm going to take them for 3 stars. I just talked myself into them.
Larry Fitz,
San Francisco, Seattle. I already told you why we're not taking that game. Although, hey, good luck. Good luck to Jim Harbaugh, who's going to be a hell of an NFL coach. He was a hell of an NFL quarterback. He didn't have a lot of talent, but after reading all the articles about him and his brother and his dad, I see why he was such a great quarterback. He is so competitive. He's the most competitive guy that I think I've ever met, and he's coaching an NFL team now. He will turn those guys around, and he's not Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary was a defensive coordinator, period.
Yeah.
Jimmy sees, in my opinion, he sees the big picture. Let's go to the Jets Cowgirls game. Since you like Tony Romo so much.
The New York Jets.
I love the Jets. That's who's listening to our show right now.
Look, the smart play here is the Jets. The Cowboys are going to win 5 games this year.
Suck?
The Cowboys are going to win 5 games this year.
No, they're going to win 7 or 8, but everybody in the division is going to win 7 or 8 except Philly. They're going to win 10.
The Cowboys are terrible. All right. And I told you the only reason why I played Romo is because I wouldn't feel right cheering for Ben Roethlisberger in a Ravens jersey.
You know what? You got to learn to keep your emotions separated from your wallet.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
All right, let's talk about this game for a second. Rex, he's ready. He's got Sanchez and those guys ready.
Oh my gosh!
I just wonder is the big guy that did 2 years in jail going to help him out?
Plex.
Is Plex going to be there today for him?
You know what you can't coach? 6'7".
Yeah. He's
I don't care how many years he did. Did he shrink while he was in jail?
He's a big dude.
He's gigantic.
He's got good hands.
And he's not the number one.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
You're not gonna put your best corner.
That's
on
the only
guy.
Thing that's scaring me against the rep. We got two. Let's get off of this. I'm taking the Jets for 5 stars.
Jets are.
It's
yes.
The play of the day.
It's easy.
I'm gonna predict a score for you in this game too. 31-10 Jets.
Ooh.
All right. Did we talk about the Reds? We talked about the Redskins, didn't we? And the Giants.
No.
You know what? I didn't put it on my sheet. You know why? Because I knew I wouldn't have to put it on my sheet.
That's probably good.
Guys, let me tell you something. I'm wearing Brian Mitchell's Giants jersey to the game today. I want the I'd love to see the Giants win. I love Tommy Coughlin. I love Ronnie Barnes. I don't love Tiki Barber. I apologize. I love Ronnie Barber, but I don't love Tiki. It's always been kind of a love-hate relationship with those twins with me. But I got to tell you one thing. This is going to be a tight game because the Redskins are ready to play. Mike Shanahan has never smiled more than he's smiled in the last 2 weeks. Would you agree? Have you been watching TV?
Well, considering
Do you have a TV? Do you have a TV?
I own a TV. It's not necessarily hooked up to a TV provider.
Roy, 1 minute we got left. Roy works too much.
I do.
You work way too much.
Yeah, that's what she says.
All right. Let me tell you something. I'm going to take the Skins on a small play, and I'm going to tell you why. They're getting how many points?
The Redskins are.
Are they at three still?
See, I didn't even look up the Redskins. It's 2.5. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to pass on the game. It could be an overtime game.
Yeah.
It could be an overtime game.
Sexy Rexy, baby.
Yeah, and you know what? Rexy's going to be fine as long as he gets rid of that ball.
Tim Hightower.
How many guys are out for the Giants right now?
You know who's out?
Seven starters.
Their leading tackler.
Yeah, well,
he's out.
He calls their defensive plays.
Terrell Thomas, cornerback, out.
Well,
he led the team in tackles last year.
I thought it was Goff, the other guy that's out, the middle linebacker.
They have too many injuries.
Hey, this is Bruce Hall. That's Roy Edwards.
Roy Edwards Sportsman.
WFAS 1230. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're signing off right now. Have a great Sunday and say a prayer for 9/11.
9/11.